When you look at the term customer service, realize that it is inherently a lie. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalenge.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is funny man Tony Hendra. Tony with National Lampoon. Did you know that National Lampoon is putting out its first album in 35 years? You may remember Tony from one of his more famous movie roles. Remember he was the manager, Ian Faith, in This Is Spinal Tap? That was just on TV the other night, and I watched it. It's one of those movies, no matter where you walk in on it, you're going to sit there and watch it till the end. And I was watching this, not even knowing that we have Tony coming on the show now this week. So it's kismet. So we will talk with Tony Hendra. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by the types of jobs that people quit the most. Do you hate your job? We all do. No, I love my job. I mean, you hate your job. And so you want to get out, so we may be able to help you. If it's on the list, boom, walk in there this week and say, I'm out of here. And then Michelle Gerson will stop by once again, and we will play the fake news headline game with Ms. Gerson, one of the real staples here on the show, and we'll see how Michelle Gerson stacks up when it comes to playing the fake news headline game. We start things off this week with my odyssey with a company called Verizon. I have Verizon service in my home in New Jersey, and I needed repairs done. I needed an upgrade to my service. So I set up an appointment 2 weeks ago, and they didn't show up. Oh, we never had a ticket. What's your ticket number? I don't know. I was told it's my phone number. No, that's your phone number. That's not your ticket number, so you never had an appointment in the first place. Great. I stayed home all day for nothing. So, after I was on the phone for another hour and I had to leave, so my wife for another like 45 minutes, finally they came out. And thankfully, the technician that came out, a guy named Glenn, was incredibly helpful. He got the new things installed, the problems in the ceiling fixed with old phone lines. I just have way too many phone lines coming into my house, and that's part of the problem. Going back to when we had fax lines in the late 90s, and there's just way too much technology nowadays because we got 19 devices on a Wi-Fi system that couldn't handle it, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it's fixed. So look at what I had to go through. And the most frustrating thing is when you're in the customer service queue, when you're being handed from person to person to person because no one wants to deal with your issue. So you have to start all over again. And there's also the language barrier because, yes, you're being sent off to someone overseas that has a very colloquial accent to their area. And their English isn't perfect. And they're trying to explain something to you and you're trying to explain something to them. And I'm sorry. I want someone that I can understand, that they can understand me without having to go through a re-explanation of every six things I say. It's very frustrating. And it turns out that one of the things that these Verizon techs were striking for, remember when Verizon was on strike earlier in the summer, was because they want customer service calls handled by people here in the United States that have an idea as to how to handle people here in the United States. Stop sending me to Bangladesh. Oh, where are you? Oh, I'm in your area. No, you're not. You're all the way around the other side of the world. And you're handing me to someone else 2 countries from you, and you're still 19 countries from me. And it's very frustrating. And don't you think these companies might want to get on the stick when it comes to providing proper customer service? Think of how many options you have. What if I decided to tell Verizon to take a walk and then call my cable company up, which really isn't much better, but throw them all of the business? They have people cutting cords left and right and going wireless. So these companies, you would think they would want to be interested in keeping your business and providing you the best service that they can. And that's not the case. Give me one person 10 miles from my house that knows the area, that might understand the problem and can fix the problem. Because if not, you're going to lose a customer. Stay with us. Tony Hendra is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield.
Hey, stupid!
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. A show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Let's work to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.